And while school is in session, well, school being Music Mountain, as a matter of fact, while Music Mountain is in session during these summer months, every Monday, we are joined by the artistic director, Oscar Espina-Ruiz, and we talk about what's going on in the coming week at Music Mountain. And Oscar is with us this morning. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Good. How are you? How'd your weekend go? Okay?
Oh, it went great. We got, you know, two great concerts. It was really great to see the Amerne Quartet. There was no Irma hurricane this time, so they made it all the way to Music Mountain and played a beautiful concert. Yeah, and then Saturday was also really, really great. We're already looking ahead to quite a weekend. In fact, I think today, Alla Aranovskaya, first violin of the St. Petersburg Piano Quartet, is arriving already to prepare for next weekend, which is going to be really, really great.
Well, let's talk a little bit and get right into that, because once again, you have a weekend that is very, very, very diverse between Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. So on Saturday, we have a newcomer, Josh Lawrence and Color Theory. This is a young trumpet player who's been doing really well. I mean, he's been all over the place. I was reading his bio just recently, and so that he spent some time in Europe and Washington, D.C. before he came up to New York City, where he's currently very, very successful. And he really mixes it up. I mean, he fuses all sorts of different music, Afro-Cuban and jazz, and he writes hip-hop. So I was really curious about that. That almost, you know, to some people probably is some kind of red flag. And I was listening to his music, and if anything, what it was reminding me of was like Blood, Sweat, and Tears, this amazing group from, actually, I don't know, 60s, 70s, you probably know better. But, I mean, Blood, Sweat, and Tears was a group I really enjoyed listening to as a kid in Spain. And, you know, Josh Lawrence has a tint of that. It's very energizing, upbeat jazz. So it's quite beautiful. And then on Sunday, Josh Lawrence is on Saturday, August 18th, 6:30 p.m. at Music Mountain. And then on Sunday, August 19th, 3 p.m. At Music Mountain. So we have all friends coming back. So the St. Petersburg Piano Quartet playing a program of Beethoven and Brahms. So you're right. I mean, it couldn't get any more diverse than that.
Well, I think that's what makes Music Mountain so great is that it is really the summer home of chamber music on Sundays and will always be known as that throughout the country and the world. But with the addition of what you do on Saturday, it really does make for incredible weekends of a varied musical experience.
Yes, yes, and you know what? Actually, regarding Saturdays, I have good news to share. Everyone who has been up here has seen it, but those who are listening, I mean, may not know, but attendance on Saturdays, which is when we bring these more diverse programs and jazz and Gilbert and Sullivan and so on, attendance on Saturdays is nearly 30% up. So it's very, very impressive to see what kind of numbers the Saturdays are attracting. And that's great because music is music. And as long as it is great music, it will have a home at Music Mountain. And we have to be really open-minded and make sure that we serve a wide array of the demographics and the community that surround us. So classical music obviously remains our focus. It's what we have been doing since 1930. But on Saturdays, we open the doors of Gordon Hall to a variety of different acts that bring great music that is different from the chamber music we have on Sundays. And it's been a wonderful experience. I mean, I am enjoying Saturdays a lot. It brings a new energy. And it brings new crowds, sometimes younger, not necessarily, but a different crowd. Actually, the Saturday crowd also tends to come early and picnic. They really love to do that. They come an hour earlier, so, and there are picnic tables at Music Mountain, a beautiful lawn, and they spend some time there with friends before they come inside Gordon Hall for the concert. And it really is great to watch. I mean, Music Mountain is growing. It really is growing in terms of attendance, in terms of everything we've done in the past. And it's great to watch. I'm having a great time this summer.
Once again, we're speaking to our good friend Oscar Ruiz, who is the artistic director at Music Mountain. Now, you sent an email to me this past week, and we're going to get together with you and do it separate. You've got something special that's coming up at Music Mountain. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yes. I mean, this is... So here we go once again in terms of bringing diversity to our cultural offerings, and in terms of trying to reach out different demographics, in this case, families with children as well as adults. We want to serve people with different budgets. So on the 25th of August, on a Saturday, at 11:30, we have this community event let's put it this way. It's two events in one. The whole day is called Painting Music at the Mountain, and we are going to be doing just that. We're going to be painting music at Music Mountain. And so this is how the day will go. At 11:30 a.m. in the lawn, right in front of Gordon Hall, we are going to basically distribute canvas, paints, brushes, free of charge, to the first 50 people who sign up. There are already people signing up, so I'll give the details in a minute on how to sign up. But that first half of the event will be to have a string quartet right in front of Gordon Hall, a string quartet probably from the Music Mountain Academy, very advanced students, will perform one piece or one movement for about 5 minutes, will get some directions from a local artist, Vincent Inconilios, and we'll spend some time just trying to replicate the gestures we hear in the music in painting, in drawing. And that exercise will go on for about 30 minutes. We'll hear the music, we'll react painting, we'll continue developing the painting, we'll hear the same music one more time, and we'll finish our work within 30 minutes. Some people can stay, to finish up their work longer. That's completely fine. But that's the idea of the first 30 minutes. And that will be done in a small canvas that all participants can take home with them. It's a free canvas. They just have to show up. Well, they have to sign up and then show up. It's free of charge. There's no cost whatsoever. And they will get all the materials at Music Mountain. So that's the first half. Then we'll have a picnic. We ask that everybody brings their own food and drinks, and we'll have a picnic together. The concessions stand will be open, so we can have also coffee, tea, ice cream. I love having ice cream at Music Mountain, and many other goodies. So we'll have that. Parking is free, I didn't mention, but for those who might not have come to Music Mountain before, so it's a completely free event. And then after that, we go into Gordon Hall for, I don't know how to put it, maybe a professional version of that exercise. It will be a concert by the Cassati String Quartet. And actually, I will be playing with them too. I, as a clarinetist, I will play one piece by Gerald Cohen, a piece that was premiered at the Planetarium down at the Museum of Natural History in New York City. So a very, very colorful event with three pieces that were inspired in art is what we will do at 1 p.m. in Gordon Hall. In essence, reversing the process, right? So the first half we were painting the music, and this time essentially what we are doing is playing the art, right? Those pieces have been inspired in art, so it's the reversed process. And the last act of the day, we'll be having Vincent paint in real time the piece that I will be playing with the Cassati String Quartet. So quite a show. This is August 25, Saturday, 11:30 a.m., going all the way to roughly 2 p.m. In essence, two different events. All of them are free. Hopefully everybody will come and enjoy all the events, including the picnic in the middle. And, yeah, I mean, we really want everybody to enjoy this event and come to Music Mountain. It's completely free. Everybody's welcome. And here's the important part. So if you want to join, you must call Music Mountain to reserve your spot. I suspect that many people will want to attend. There are people signing up already. So please call Music Mountain, and the number is 860-824-7126. 860-824-7126 or musicmountain.org.
And there you go. A little bit of special coming up. I'm sure we'll talk about that in the coming weeks as well. Once again, more information on everything that goes on at Music Mountain, musicmountain.org or 860-824-7126. Oscar, we'll check in with you again next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Marshall.
Take care.
All right, take care. Bye.
Just a lot of great things going on at Music Mountain. Once again, musicmountain.org on the web.